Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. So happy to be here this morning. I want you to just pray right now as we go into His Word and receive His guidance. If you're driving, certainly do not close your eyes, but put your mind on Christ. And those of you who are not driving, if you're in a place where you can bow your heads, if you will. Heavenly Father, eternal wise God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. You said in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be right in the midst. And so right now and right here, we invoke your presence with us this hour. Illuminate our minds and quicken our understanding of life and make us to know that we are that law and action that make our spiritual senses unfold. Touch those who are about to hear your word, Father. Remove me, remove the ego, remove the personality, and allow your word to come forth that it might touch the heart and the minds and resonate with the spirit of your people. This we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, together we say amen. God bless you this morning, friends and family and brothers and sisters in Christ and those who don't know Christ. We're all called to make decisions in life, and these decisions can either advance us in life or they can serve as a hindrance for us in life. And either way, whatever decision is made, it is clear that you must be the one to make it. So it is clear that no decision should be made without proper facts and all the information at your disposal. No decision should be made on a whim or by chance. But all decisions, and I'm going to say that again, all decisions should be made based on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. All decisions should be made based on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. A decision based on knowledge is one rooted in established facts. A decision based on wisdom is one solidified in knowing the difference between truth and falsehood. And a decision based on understanding is the proper application of knowledge and wisdom. But all wisdom, I'm going to say that again, all wisdom must come from above. In other words, knowledge and wisdom must emanate from your spiritual faculties and not your physical senses. Whenever you are seeking to use the wisdom of this world to try and figure out a problem, you can expect trouble. I'm going to say that again. Whenever you are seeking to use wisdom of this world to try and figure out a problem, you can expect trouble. So the Bible in the book of Proverbs reads, lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways submit to him, and he will what? Direct your path. Today, so many of us are trying to figure out our problems using the system of this world's order. But you and I are in the world, but we're not of the world. The Apostle Paul makes it clear in Romans 12, 2 and 3, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This means that how the righteous decides on handling problems in this world must come from a spiritual point of view. Family, in the book of Deuteronomy, God declares this: this day I set before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the law of God and keep my commandments, and a curse if you disobey. So what choose you today? For the righteous of God, we should not make a decision unless we hear from the voice of God. I'm going to say that again. For the righteous, for those who believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for those who know that God is real, we should not make a decision until we hear from the voice of God. I want to ask you this morning, are you listening for the voice of God before you make a decision that will impact your life? Are you listening for the voice of God? Our Bible text comes out of the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse of the book of Revelation, which reads, thus says the Lord, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. If I were to use as a theme from which to teach this morning, I would use as a theme, are you listening for the voice of God? Are you listening for the voice of God? God desires to talk to us to help us with every difficulty if we would just let God into our life. So many of us are going through the wilderness trying to find a straight path, but our vision is blurred and our physical bodies are tired. We are tired of living paycheck to paycheck, and yet we are praying every day asking God to make a way out of no way. We wonder why things are not working the way we want them to work. And then we get angry with God because things have gone awry. Some of us have been asking God for a long time for a healing in our body, a blessing in our bank account, a soulmate in our life, and peace in the midst of our storms. We have tried to be patient, but when patience got weary, we went on our own. And as a result of going out on our own, we stumbled along the way and got lost in the wilderness, crying out like John the Revelator, Lord, make the path straight. Instead of doing what God instructed us to do in Matthew 6:33, which reads, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, we chose to do the very opposite and seek our will, thereby receiving nothing of God's divine righteousness. At some point, we have to realize and listen for God's voice in our life. God is knocking at the door. But can you hear him? God is speaking to our spirit, but are you listening to hear him? God resides right within you, but can you feel him? It's time that we listen for the voice of God to speak to our life before we make any major decision in our life. You may ask, how do I listen for God's voice? Well, the first thing we must do is that when God speaks to you, you will know his voice. I'm going to say that again. When God speaks to you, you will know his voice. We who follow the teachings of Jesus the Christ know when God is talking to us, because he said in John 10:2-4, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hears his voice and calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. I'm going to say that again. And they know his voice. I want to ask you today, do you know the voice of God? When God speaks to you, will you know his voice? The voice will be sound and intimate. It will not yell at you. It will not nag you. It will not force you to listen. But the voice will sound so sweet. The voice will sound so familiar, and the voice will sound so divine. The voice will be so soothing that it will serve as an edifying instrument, melodious to the soul. Yes, when you hear the voice of God, you will know him. Are you listening? Like me, if you follow the one who opened up the eyes of the blind, if you follow the one who raised the dead to life, if you follow the one who gave words for the dumb to talk and did miracles for the deaf to hear, then you will know his voice. Now, there are certain things you need to do if you haven't heard the voice of God. If you're still listening for the voice of God, I want to suggest three things for you to do. First, to hear God's voice, I want you to simply do this. Number one, be still. Be still and know that I'm God, says the Lord. We are too active in life to listen to God's voice. We have too many people in our ear talking to us, and we can't even hear God talking to us. Often we are too opinionated. Uh-oh, I done said something. We are too opinionated to let God speak in our life so that we can't even hear when he speaks. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 37, verses 7-9, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Now, that patiently thing is very challenging for us. Sometimes we need to be patient and just wait for God to speak to us. Just stop a moment and let God minister to your spirit. When we don't stop and allow God to speak to our spirit, we end up in jail. When we don't stop and allow God to speak to our spirit, we end up in the hospital. When we don't stop and allow God to speak to our spirit, we end up in a place which creates dis-ease. In Proverbs 19:20, the Bible says, listen to advice and accept instructions that you may gain wisdom in the future. This only means stop and listen to your daily activities, for God is trying to tell you something, but you're too busy to listen. In James 1:19, the Bible reads, let every person be quick to hear and slow to speak. God wants to speak to our lives. Are you listening for the voice of God? The second thing we must do to hear God's voice is meditate. Meditation is the key to hearing the voice of God. That's why we're inviting you to come to meditation under the leadership and guidance of Dr. Belva Johnson. In the book of Psalm 1:2, David said, I meditate on God's word day in and day out. In Psalm 104:34, the Bible reads, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Meditation serves as a way for God to talk to you rather than you talking to God, which is prayer. When you meditate with a focus on allowing God to speak to you, your hearing becomes sharper and your wisdom more astute. When you meditate, you must do so with perfect thought of clarity and a heart of purity. In Psalm 19:14, the Bible reads, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When you meditate on a daily basis, you will train your mind and your spirit to listen to the voice of God, and you will hear God speak to you boldly and with clarity. Here's the third thing. The third thing to do and to hear God's voice is fasting. Fasting brings you closer to God. When you refuse to put other physical objects in your system, such as food, and only focus on the Word of God as the bread of life, as food, God speaks to you flowingly, lovingly, freely, and spiritually. When you fast, the Holy Spirit speaks to you clearly. Jesus said to his disciples that even though he was going away, he would send them a comforter, and the comforter would guide them into all truth. Well, that comforter is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit speaks to your conscience and guides you into all truth. In the book of Acts, the 13th chapter and the 2nd verse, look at what the Bible says. While they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." My friends, fasting allows the Holy Spirit to speak to you with clarity and with understanding. Let me say this as I close, my friends. Don't do anything until you hear from God. Don't be encouraged by anyone to take on any project, preach any sermon, serve on any organization until you hear the Holy Spirit speak to your spirit. The other point I must rush on to make is to tell you, don't make yourself hear something you want God to say yes to. Did you hear what I said? Don't make yourself hear something you want God to say yes to. Sometimes we can convince ourselves that God wants us to take that job or marry this person, when in reality, that is not what God is telling our spirit at all, but we want God to tell us. We want God to say that to our spirit. No, let the Spirit speak to you freely and lovingly. Lastly, be receptive when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and be receptive when the Holy Spirit gives you the answer no. No is not an answer we like or wish to receive, but sometimes God has got to give you a current no so that you can enjoy a later yes. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes God has got to give you a current no in order for you to enjoy a later yes. Finally, after you have heard the voice of God, I want you to do this. I want you to get up and move. Don't analyze it. Otherwise, you'll paralyze it. If God spoke it, then do it. If God said it, then lead on it. If God declared it, then base all of your prayers on it, and then go and do it. When I was contemplating running for office for the mayor of the city of Palmdale, I went to my friend and my mentor, Bishop Henry Hearns, who for some guidance and some spiritual guidance. And he said, "Jesse, before you decide to run for office, seek guidance from the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit tells you to do so, then nothing else about it, and just do it. Don't think anything else about it. Just get up and do it." And I asked Bishop Hearn, "How will you know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you? How will you know that it's not your ego and your personality getting ahead of you and you're trying to substitute it for the Spirit of God?" He said, "That voice will sound like your mother's talking to you. That voice will sound like someone who is intimate, whom you respect. You will hear it so clearly. And when you hear it, you will know that's the Spirit of God talking to you." I thank Bishop Hearns for that advice. And I'm running for mayor because I feel the Holy Spirit talk to my spirit and tell me to do exactly what thus says the Lord. And so I'm running on this mission. Family, once the Holy Spirit talks to you, get up and move. God will guide you in your next journey, but you have to be willing to be still, to meditate, to fast, and then get up and move. God bless you. Are you listening to the voice of God?
I want to thank you, Pastor, for bringing us a word from the Lord today.
To God be the glory. I pray that it receives those for whom it was intended.
Now, would you like to invite our listeners to come to church this Sunday?
I sure would. Please come on out. If you're looking for some fellowship, some love, some wisdom, some knowledge, just some praying and glorifying God, come on out Sunday. At 10 a.m., our service begins from 10 to 12. We're located at 2728 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite 120, Palmdale, California, 93551. You will not be disappointed. You will love God. We will fellowship you. We will shower you with love. And if you don't have a family home, come on. We'd love to have you become part of our family.